A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 1 to 11. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ. For the law of the Spirit of the life in Jesus Christ has set you free from the law of sin and of death. For God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and to deal with sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on things of the Spirit. To set the mind of the flesh is death, but to set the mind of the Spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh. You are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give you life, your mortal bodies, and also through his Spirit that dwells in you. This is the word of the Lord.
The gospel is taken from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 13, verses 1 to 9 and 18 to 23. Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the lake. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of this world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the word of the Lord.
Please pray that I may speak in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you'd like to be seated for a while. Looking at the readings a week or so ago, and I looked through those readings, and of course, for a farmer to have the parable of the sower there is quite good, actually. And it's been used lots of times at harvest festivals and other things. And so I started to think about it, and not for the first time. And I have to say, especially the parable of the sower, I find some of it and other things that Jesus said a little harsh, because we find out for some people they've heard the word of God and it's not really worked for them. So really it needs for us all to have our feet planted in the good soil, doesn't it? And for everyone else, really. So I was thinking about that. So how do we work about that one? I was teasing Keith when he came and said to me he wants wheelbarrows and people to go out gardening. So I thought, well, that's quite a good start, really. And it just proves that the Spirit works, doesn't it? So there we are. It all comes together, really. Because they're going to go and plant this garden down there, and it needs some work doing so that the weeds are taken away and the soil's improved. What are you going to grow down there then, Keith? And there we are, you see. So the soil needs to be put into good order before it starts, you see. So it's really good, isn't it? And everyone and some of you are going to go and help. And all these things are going to happen so that what's planted does really well. So let's just think about this in terms of how we work this around then into this parable that Jesus said and the good soil. Now, another thing, I was here collecting something the other Friday evening from church, and a number of people I saw coming into church. And one of the people said, oh yes, well, we come into church on a Friday evening to actually pray for the services for that coming Sunday and over the weekend. And I thought how wonderful that was. Now there's a start. It's about how you prepare, isn't it? And what do you pray for? Yes, it's all very well praying, but we need to pray for all people that hear God's word, that that word will take root in their lives. I just wonder how often we manage to do that. Probably not as often as we should, but there we are. We do have to have some preparation to make things work. And I was thinking about that, about this business about seed taking root. If we're going to plant seed into the soil, what happens? It actually goes into the darkness, doesn't it? It goes into darkness, it's taken away from the light. But even though it's taken away from the light, there's that thing in there which is life. In all of our wondrous creative things that we can do in this world, human beings, we can't create life. The only thing where life comes from is from Creator God. And think about John's Gospel, that first chapter in John's Gospel. Jesus said, there isn't anything been created in this world without I was there. And that tiny seed has that light, that life in it. The darkness has not overcome the light. The light has overcome the darkness. And that shoot will grow even up through the darkness. So what do we do to keep on improving the soil, to keep making sure people are rooted and can manage to grow? We need to be talking to them in ways. We come into this church and it's wonderful, isn't it? There's people always ready to talk. I come, everyone's face is smiling. And that's what it is. There's this thing called fellowship within the Christian world. And it's so important to be talking to people, to offer an encouragement. And if you don't see someone, it's worth going and knocking on the door, isn't it? And just talking to them. It's no good leaving people. You have to be there and talk with them and see what's going on. Not in a nosy way, but understanding and being there. If someone just holds a hand out when people are in a dark part of their life, just showing them where the light is and all those things. It's so important, and it's important to keep those prayers up. We pray and we pray, and we need to do that. And the other thing, what do we need to do? We actually ourselves need to read the Bible. But it's not just reading the Bible. It's like when we come to read, to understand in the passages. When I was first a lay reader, I was given a book called Stewards of Grace, and it talks there about preaching. I probably ought to have read a lot more books about preaching, but I haven't. But that one really stuck in my mind. And what it said there was to read the passage 10 days or so before you're going to speak on it, and not read any commentaries for the beginning part of that, but actually to get it into your head and to walk it. Try and walk out in God's creation. Well, I'm very lucky because I can do that every day of my life. Walk in God's creation and let God's Spirit move in your life and understand what's going on, and let God's Spirit speak to you about that passage. Now that's so important. It's not just reading the Bible, it's allowing God's Spirit into your life. Just think of the hymns we've had this morning. It talks about God's Spirit. And who else talked about God's Spirit? But we had that passage written by Paul, and he talks about we can be dead, but if we've got God's Spirit, Jesus Christ's Spirit in our life, we are alive. And that's what makes the difference. God's Spirit is so wonderful, and it's there, and it is in our lives as long as we give it room to be there. It's not always easy to give it room, but what is wonderful, it never ever lets you down. I know someone that says, I don't always have the courage, but if I have the courage to pray every day or in the morning, that I will have the chance to speak to someone about Jesus Christ. That prayer is always answered. Now, it's not always easy to do it. And just sometimes, even if you don't say the prayer, you still have the chance to actually do something and speak to someone about Jesus Christ and the love that there is for them. But just think about that. Now then, at the end of the day, we want people to grow in their faith, to be planted in the good soil. Some of it's down to us to do the preparation and to things to work. And I think that is important. Now I'm going to be unkind to Keith. Keith, who's going to come and bless the garden and pray over it? Yes, well done. There we are. Amen.